Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie, along with William Henry, author, investigative mythologist, futurist. William has been writing about human transformation, ascension, and our merger with technology since 2002. He is the author of a number of books, spiritual advisor and presenter on the hit History Channel program, of course, Ancient Aliens. He has done a number of Gaia programs as well, including Ascension Keepers, along with his wife, Claire. He leads luxury spiritual adventure tours worldwide. You've got a couple coming up this year, William, don't you?
We sure do, George. It's so good to talk with you. We're headed, in fact, to England in September for a Portals to Camelot tour of Holy Grail sites, and then also Egypt in October.
I will always remember we were live with you while you were on a bus in Egypt, and I was telling you about the Arab Spring rioting. Remember that?
Absolutely. We were, in fact, caught in the middle of it. And, George, you provided a lifeline for us, the whole coast-to-coast audience. You were sending up prayers for us, and I will always remember that very special moment, being on the phone with you and thinking, hey, we're going to get home. We're going to make it. It's going to be all right.
I can't believe you and I have been doing this program together now for about 20 years. 20 years, William. Where'd the time go?
I know it. Look at what's happened in our world in the past 20 years. We used to talk about a change is coming, a transformation is coming, and now we're living it.
And you look like you haven't aged at all in 20 years. I have, but you haven't.
Well, thank you. I saw you back in February. I thought you looked amazing, George.
Supplements. I keep working at it. It wasn't that an amazing story about Göbekli Tepe, where the mayor of that area believes that aliens built that place?
That is incredible, because they are so sensitive about that site in Turkey. It should be, too, because it's such a profoundly powerful place, and the impact it can have on revealing our true human history is astounding. And now to have somebody, a public official, coming out and saying, this is what's going on, what a lot of us have long suspected. But, just fundamentally, the way Göbekli Tepe has pushed back the clock in terms of human civilization is astounding. And I'm just so personally interested in that site as a potential repository for secrets, for knowledge that can literally change everything.
You believe the ETs have had a role in our ascension, don't you?
I do. I've been studying extraterrestrial intervention in human affairs for around 30 years or so. I started my study with the Zachariah Sitchin theory that they created us as a slave race.
Mm-hmm.
We moved through that And so then that opens up the question, well, why did they come here? And when you look into the Egyptian myths and stories about the gods, particularly the god Ptah and his intervention coming from Sirius and tweaking our human DNA, and then you look at the corresponding texts, it's all about raising humanity to a higher level. And that is what we ultimately refer to as ascension, making humans more like the gods and able to do things mentally, physically, spiritually, and even emotionally that the gods are able to do.
And do you believe that there are human types all over the universe?
I do. This is something that is referenced in the Bible, as a matter of fact, and we're now starting to come to that conclusion. In fact, there was just an article the other day, a geneticist saying that from Cambridge, saying, hey, there's humans elsewhere in the cosmos for certain, and they look like us. And so geneticists are now coming on board and saying this is not just a possibility, it's a probability.
How did this human seed, other than the Anunnaki, get here? Do you think it came on comets and asteroids and things like that?
I think that's a possibility, but I also believe in what they call directed panspermia, which is intervention, where you have civilizations that reach a level of technological and spiritual advancement, and there seems to be an imperative built into us by our Creator to go out into the cosmos and to promulgate life.
What are your thoughts about the Anunnaki, William, and some of your latest findings and work on that?
Traditionally, the Anunnaki have been given a sort of a bad rap. They're considered to be, exclusively flesh and blood beings. And mm-hmm. I think we can challenge that now based on the new research that we'll see cylinder seals, 5,000-year-old cylinder seals that portray the Anunnaki wearing robes with wavy lines on them and headdresses or crowns that have horns on them. And those have been interpreted as some kind of a technology, like a space helmet or a space suit type of a thing. But the academics who have been looking at the Anunnaki for the past 30 years, running parallel to some of the popular authors, came to a different conclusion. They said that the horned crown actually symbolizes rays of light coming off their heads. And the garment that they wear, called the malamu, actually is a luminous or radiant garment. It's a force that they wield from within themselves that distinguishes them from humanity. So when you put those two things together, you realize that the Anunnaki could be flesh and blood beings. However, more likely, they're more of a luminous or radiant type of a light being that can then phase into physicality. That's a big difference.
It sure is. We're with William Henry, of course. We are talking about ETs, ascension, prophecy we'll get into tonight as well. A couple of his books include Cloak of the Illuminati, Oracle of the Illuminati, his website, which you've had for how many years now? WilliamHenry.net, William.
Gosh, going on 25 years?
Yeah, since you started.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
Truly. I mean, you imagine how many hits you've had since that time?
I know. It's really astounding. This technology has changed all our lives, and it's getting ready to change our lives even more. I mean, personally, as we've talked many times, I'm personally concerned about the intentional hijacking of the human race that's been taking place in the past 10 years, thanks to all our big tech buddies. But I think we're starting to get some pushback on that now. People are starting to wake up and realize that this merger with AI and transhuman technology is not going to be a day at the beach.
No, not at all. We'll get into that as well. What is your take on, as we look back into human evolution, basically? I've always wondered what your take is on the flood that wiped out humanity during the days of Noah.
Well, here's the thing. When we think about Noah, we'll often be thinking about a fairly simple person that was chosen by God. God judged the pre-flood world. And only Noah and his family were found to have favor in God's eyes. And that's the traditional story. Then he builds a wooden ark, and we all know the story. But one of the things that really intrigues me about the story about Noah is that The Bible, the book of Genesis, says that Noah was perfect in his generation, and Noah walked with God. Well, wait a minute. The only other person who walked with God in the Old Testament, in the book of Genesis, was Enoch. And Enoch's story is unquestionably about his transformation into a higher spiritual form. He, to use the term, he ascended. So if we apply that terminology, he walked with God, to mean he was taken to a higher spiritual realm and transformed, then we have to apply that to Noah as well. But that puts a completely different spin on Noah's story. It says that instead of perhaps building a simple wooden ark, that Noah was able to transcend that global cataclysm that also involved Göbekli Tepe, by the way, mm-hmm. by perfecting himself spiritually. So that's a completely different story, and that's the line of research that I'm following now, because if we follow that line of research, George, then that aligns with Plato's story of Atlantis. In Plato's allegory about Atlantis, his big gripe was is that Zeus and the other gods had told humanity, maintain your spiritual foundation, your spiritual premise, honor the divine element within you. If you waver from that into materialism, you'll suffer consequences. And the Atlantean people did, in Plato's story, exactly as did the pre-flood civilization of Noah.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpert.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut, and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And there's no question that the sign of the beast, the 666, might be tied into technology. Would you think so?
I am absolutely convinced of that. I mean, it's been remarkable how, in fact, blindsided we've been just in the past few years with this introduction of technology that perfectly aligns with the description given in the book of Revelation about the mark of the beast that you will have to have in order to buy, sell, or trade. It's alarming of how fast this is happening, but that is part of the prophecy as well. And this is why I feel like the book of Revelation is an excellent navigational tool. I'm not saying we have to live by it, but it most certainly is a navigational tool that gives us a sort of a benchmark for what is happening in our world right now. And the good news is that if we accept this story, this line of thinking provided in the book of Revelation, it has a happy ending. The good guys win. The children of light win. But we have to go through a whole lot of high water before we get there.
Do you think, William, the book of Revelation is a playbook for the future of things that will be or could be?
Well, I think that's a beautiful way of expressing it, George. It's definitely a playbook. It's archetypal in nature. It's symbolic in nature. It can reoccur from age to age. It's a process that every iteration of human civilization undergoes. It happened during the time of Noah. There is a judgment day. We are living a judgment day right now. And I don't mean this from a Bible preacher, hellfire and damnation kind of perspective. It just is. Nature judges everyone, everything, all the time. And we are presently on that judgment day balance where we're deciding, for example, do we want free speech? Do we want individuals to have individuality, free speech, the ability to express themselves? Or do we want to submit to some totalitarian and authoritarian power? We have people playing God in our world right now with technology, with the belief that they get to determine what you and I can speak about at any time. That is judgment. And what we have to decide is that, no, we honor ourselves as human beings. We choose our freedom. We choose our individuality. We choose our ability to make our own decisions for ourselves. Self-determination, self-realization. These are all things that are part of this Judgment Day scenario. And so from moment to moment, right now, you and I are actually living that scenario. Because if we just decide, oh, no, that's okay, I really don't need to have self-determination or self-realization, it's effectively the end of the human race.
Do you think it's free speech, William, if, let's say, you're at a ball game with a little kid, and a guy's in front of you, and he's got on the back of his T-shirt profanity, and he's screaming profanity at the baseball team. Is that free speech?
That's a form of free speech, yes. But then you also
should we allow that kind of speech, though?
I don't think that that's appropriate behavior. No, and am I the one that's going to decide that's not allowed? No, I think what has to happen is that individuals have to decide. Personally, I'm not going to allow that, and I'm going to link with other people who decide that is not the most appropriate behavior either, and then pretty soon people will stop doing those behaviors that aren't rewarded.
Interesting take on that. It really is, and I would agree with you that we may not be the ones to be the enforcers, but it's not appropriate.
No. And so if I'm showing up at the ball game, I'm not going to be wearing that T-shirt. I'm going to be dressed in a different way. I'm going to behave in a different way, and I'm going to model that for other people rather than going up to the guy and saying, you can't wear that T-shirt.
Just bring a jacket and throw it over him or something.
There you go.
Something like that. Why do you think every civilization since the beginning of time has felt that they were in end times?
Well, I'm not sure that all have. I mean, there have certainly been eras in history where there's been some very, very dark moments. And in recent times, the 20th century, for example, the first half of the 20th century was about as dark as it gets. We had the Nazis. We had the development of nuclear weapons, which seems to be a cyclical development as well. You can go back to the Roman times, the time of early Christianity, that when the book of Revelation was written, they thought they were living in an end time. It's a preoccupation with humanity. We want the end time because in so many of the prophecies, there is a new world, a new heaven, and a new earth that's waiting on the other side. So it's not that we focus exclusively on, oh, this is the end. What we're actually programmed in a way to aspire towards is a better version of humanity, a new heaven, a new earth that unfolds after the end times.
You're an investigative mythologist in a darn good one. Do you believe, spiritually speaking, that what accounts are in the Bible happened that way?
The thing about the Bible, like all spiritual texts, is that there are multiple levels of interpretation. There's the literal, there's the historical, there's the metaphorical, allegorical, there's an anatomical interpretation. For example, the Bible is a guidebook to the mystic functioning of our human anatomy. There's also an astronomical interpretation. These texts are coded so that you can interpret Jesus as the sun, for example, if you would like, and a lot of people do. There's also the anagogical interpretation, and that word has to do with ascension. So when we look at the Bible as a text, we have to ask the person, well, which level of interpretation are you looking at it through? Because very few people look at it from all 6, 7, or 8 levels of interpretation.
Amazing work, William. When you read Revelation, is there anything there that scares you?
Of course, absolutely. This idea that an Antichrist figure, a beast that is thrown down from the heavens, and there was a war in heaven, and the Archangel Michael throws this beast, this dragon, to the earth, and out of the dragon pops a beast that gets everybody to take the mark of the beast and then worship the image of the beast. That's horrifying. But again, that is what is unfolding in our world. You have, is he a hero or a villain? Elon Musk saying, "Oh, I'm gonna free everybody now that I own Twitter." But at the same time, I want you to line up and take my Neuralink implant so that you can be wired to the 20,000 satellites that I'm going to be watching.
Yeah, exactly.
So that I can radiate the Earth 24/7, 365 with 5G radiation that we really don't know the ultimate effect on organic matter with. So trust me, that's a deal with the devil right there.
I'm not going to put any Neuralinks in my head.
Well, then here's the bits.
Nor am I going to be chipped.
In the book of Revelation, if you're not taking the mark of the beast, you will be killed by the beast.
Or you can't exist in society,
right?
You can't
exist. Exactly. So that's why the book of Revelation is so terrifying, and why what is happening with every single corporation in the world right now and several major governments are now promoting the augmentation of the human body, mostly for future wars. But ultimately, it fulfills the mark of the beast, because the ultimate future war is called Armageddon. It is the final battle between the forces of good and the forces of evil. And we are the warriors in that battle. We are the ones on the front line of that battle right now. And they really aren't that interested in you and I, George. They're interested in our children and grandchildren. That's who they're coming after, and that's who we have to protect from the beast.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.